Earth, sky.
What struck me most powerfully was just how beautiful the continent is. It wasn't a scientific reaction, it was just a human emotional reaction. I've done 15 field seasons in Antarctica. I've seen a lot of the continent. But this view of Antarctica from space, where you could see just gorgeous shades of blue and white and deep blue ocean, it was stunning.
You're listening to NASA glaciologist Robert Ben Chadler, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Since 1972, the Landsat mission has recorded from space the longest-running record of changes happening on the surface of our entire planet. The frozen continent of Antarctica is one of the most remote and least known places on Earth. Scientists have created a mosaic of digital images collected from space that provide data for all of Antarctica in amazing detail for the first time ever. It's called the Landsat Image Mosaic of Antarctica. Dr. Ben Chadler spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Ben Chadler, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I'd like to speak with you about the Landsat Image Mosaic of Antarctica. LIMA shows an amazingly detailed view of the entire frozen continent. How would you describe LIMA?
Well, the way I would describe LIMA is that it is the first true color, high definition view of Antarctica. It may sound surprising, but before LIMA, there was no mosaic at a high resolution of Antarctica that showed the continent in true color. All the other continents have been mosaiced, but Antarctica never was. So we set about to do this and do it better than any of the other mosaics, both for the public to see what Antarctica looks like in true color and high definition, but also for scientists to use the same data set to do various scientific studies.
Tell us more about some of the science that is contained in this.
Well, one of the most fascinating pieces of science that has been done with LIMA so far, in my opinion, was one that was totally unexpected. And this was one where they used the fact that it is in true color to assess where the penguin colonies, where the rookeries, where penguins live, are located. And the way they did it was there's a unique spectral signature, a certain color to the guano, the penguin poo, if you will, that's deposited on the ice. So the fact that that LIMA provided them true color and high resolution allowed them to assess where penguins were nesting and where they were not.
Maybe you could give us a big picture here of what was gained in doing this and why it's different than what scientists knew before this Landsat image mosaic of Antarctica was put together.
Well, I think the fact that LIMA is in true color is particularly important because it gives scientists an early view of any area of the continent. It's a huge continent, and most of it still remains unexplored in any sort of detail. So if you're a geologist wanting to explore a particular mountain range, you're going to want to look at that mountain range before you go. So LIMA, as much as anything for that kind of planning, serves as a unique base map. And so now we have the entire continent mapped in a consistent and standard way. And then it also shows, because it's in such high detail, particular features on the surface that a glaciologist, such as myself, can interpret to tell us about the ice sheet, where it's going fast, where it's going slow, which direction it's going. So there's just a variety of ways that such a unique data set can be used by scientists.
And it can also, LIMA can also be appreciated by just about anyone with, we can get on the internet and look at some of the detail that was put together in these images. And maybe you could speak to how it's being used by non-scientists. What are some ways that anyone can use LIMA to find out more about Antarctica?
Right. One of the beauties of LIMA is that we put it together not only for scientists, but for people who are not conducting science down there, which obviously is the vast majority of people on the planet, to help them become more familiar with Antarctica. As I said, it's true color. This is what it would really look like if you were there. It's sort of akin to hovering around in a helicopter. You can go anywhere you want on the continent and see what it looks like. And it's a beautiful continent, and that alone, I think, is important. But here at NASA, we put together a website called lima.nasa.gov, where we've concentrated on the education and outreach aspects that LIMA provides. So we have some videos that explain how scientists are using the data. We have some exercises where people can track the motion of the ice using Landsat imagery. And we also have, for teachers, some formal lesson plans. So we're trying to use LIMA as a vehicle to connect people more closely with Antarctica, because it is a part of our planet, and it's an important part of our planet, and we need to understand it better to appreciate it and understand that connection between what happens there and what happens in our life.
What's the most important thing that you think LIMA has revealed about Antarctica?
I think the most important thing about LIMA is it provides a benchmark. It is a snapshot of the continent at over the course of just a few years, around the years 2000. So it's already 10 years old. And it provides us that benchmark. This is what Antarctica looked like then. Antarctica is changing. We know that. And in order to quantify those changes and to assess how much it's changing and where, you need benchmarks to compare what it's like now with what it was like then.
Now, as a scientist who's very familiar with what's happening in Antarctica, would you give us an update of what's happening today in Antarctica and how scientists know this? What are some of the evidence that goes into knowing what's happening there?
Right. For me, the most important thing that's happening in Antarctica is that the ice sheet is changing. It's changing faster and faster. In general, it's shrinking. The ice shelves in the Antarctic Peninsula, some of them are disintegrating, just disappearing very rapidly. Other outlet glaciers are accelerating, and this is causing the ice sheet to shrink, and all that ice is going into the ocean, and it's raising sea level around the world. That's how it really connects to people around the world, is through its contribution to changing sea level. And we know that not only from the Landsat satellite, but from a whole host of satellites that NASA has looking at the Earth. And satellites turn out to be incredibly important in the polar regions because it's such a difficult area to make these types of measurements. So it's a whole host of data that we pull together to get this comprehensive picture of how rapidly and where the ice sheet is changing.
What are your thoughts on how the Landsat satellite has helped people understand changes happening to remote places, hard to get to places like Antarctica?
It essentially takes photographs from space. And so people can relate very easily and quickly to that kind of information. I can't remember who it was that said, a good picture is worth 1,000 words. And it's true that in order to communicate our science, Landsat is kind of has a unique place that we can show people what's happening. We can see cities expand. In the polar regions, we can see these changes where nobody is even around to observe them. And for studying changes on this Earth and being able to interpret the causes of those changes, you want as long a time record as possible. And so Landsat has provided that. Landsat 5 was designed to last 5 years. It lasted more than 25 years. And that was really important because Landsat 6 failed on launch, so Landsat 5 carried the load. And even when Landsat 7 began to have problems long after its design lifetime, Landsat 5 continued. So we're quite pleased that Landsat 8 and 9 and 10 already appear in plans for the future. And I'm quite confident that when Landsat 8 is launched in just a few years and it starts to collect even higher quality data, that somebody out there will be putting together a similar mosaic and making those comparisons with the first LIMA and documenting lots of changes that have taken place in Antarctica.
May I follow up on that? And would you like to maybe speak to how these how these missions kind of build on each other.
Sure, I think that is an important point. So as powerful a data set as LIMA is, it becomes even more powerful when you combine it with other data sets, and particularly other satellite data sets. And as the best example of that, LIMA is a top-down view. It gives us sort of a look straight down at the continent, so we don't see the vertical dimension well at all. But we have other data sets that are designed specifically to give us the elevation variation. So when you combine those two data sets, you get an absolutely incredible 3D view of Antarctica, which is even more meaningful and more useful for both science as well as appreciating the shape and form and beauty of the continent.
Well, Dr. Ben Chandler, thank you for speaking with us today. This is my final question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about Antarctica and Landsat?
I think there really are two things that are very, very important. And the first is that Antarctica is changing, and it matters to everybody on the planet because those changes in the size of the ice sheet affect sea level. And as Antarctica is shrinking, sea level is rising, and that will continue and, in fact, probably intensify. That's the first important thing. And the second is that we only know these things because we are looking. And the primary way we look at Antarctica is from space. The whole suite of satellite sensors, Landsat being a very important part of a whole suite of sensors that look at Antarctica. And if we didn't do that, we wouldn't know any of these things are taking place.
You've been listening to NASA scientist Robert Ben Chandler. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Our thanks today to the NASA and USGS Landsat program, creating an unparalleled record of Earth's changing landscapes. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.